Hello there. Hello. My name is Christian, and I'm calling you from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not sending anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions regarding issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, the internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. We really appreciate your participation. Let's see here. Let's move on to the next question. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
50-50.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
If you don't mind us asking, what is your age?
Ooh, that's personal.
Okay, it's okay. You don't have to answer. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Oh, I'm black.
Okay, thank you so much. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated, to a 10, where it means that you're extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job, okay? So first would be Donald Trump as former president. Do you approve or disapprove?
I can hear the question.
Disapprove.
And would that be a somewhat disapprove or a strongly disapprove?
150% disapprove.
Okay, thank you. What about Joe Biden as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about Marcy Kamter as congresswoman?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And Sherrod Brown as senator?
I approve strongly.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution, please just say that, okay, that you don't know that person or institution, okay? So let's see here. Democrats in Congress.
Do I approve of Democrats running the Congress?
Yeah. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Democrats in Congress?
Favorable.
Is that a somewhat favorable or a very favorable opinion?
Very.
Okay. What about Marcy Kamter? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
And you would say somewhat
very
or very?
Favorable.
Okay.
Very.
What about Republicans in Congress?
Never. I'm favorable.
Unfavorable. Okay, thank you. What about First Energy?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And Derek Marin.
Who?
Derek Marin. You can also say that you never heard of that person.
I never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. Next question. If the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
That's a throw up in the air. I'll vote for the Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or Republican Donald Trump?
Oh, my God. I have to say Joe Biden favorably.
Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today, and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown favorably.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? For Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur favorably.
Thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance?
Not a chance.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or it does not make a difference?
It don't make a difference.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference. Okay, the first statement says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Does that make you much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less likely? Not a difference? More likely or not true?
I wouldn't vote for him anyway.
So it doesn't make a difference, huh? Okay, and let me read you one more statement. Okay, in the state legislature, Derek Marin saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. And last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Would you say also not make a difference? Would it make a difference?
Nah. Well.
Okay. And in your words, ma'am, what is the main reason why you wouldn't vote for Derek Marin?
Well, I can't say what I want to say about him, so I ain't going to say nothing.
Okay. I'm going to write that down.
No, I don't
want to
answer
it. Okay, thanks. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind, so I'll ask again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur? And you said?
Marcy Kaptur.
Okay. Okay, let me give me a second.
Three times.
Okay. Next question. These questions are these last questions, ma'am, are just for statistical purposes only. Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
The last what?
Last year of schooling that you completed. Did you do high school graduate? Some college? College? Did you graduate or no?
Yes.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very.
Okay.
Very important.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Boy, we're going way back there. Joe Biden.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have yourself a good night, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Bye.